becoming a new net control can be a little bit stressful the first night, and after that, it really smooths out and is very enjoyable. This wasn't on the net here, but just from what I've gone through, and it's a total blast. KG4IC on this is Logan.
Logan, this is KN4RJN, John.
Hello, John.
Would you like to be a net controller on our net, sir?
I'm actually too far out of range. It's hit and miss for getting into this repeater from Black Mountain, North Carolina with my current setup. That was just a comment I had. Not sure how clear it came through. John?
Put it up the software and just followed people along to see if I could keep up. And it's actually easier doing it than it is following somebody else. But I thought it was, piece of cake. I enjoy it. We've got one net controller that's on for tonight that we're not sure about because she's been having some radio issues. And looks like Dave and I are dancing around each other as to which one's going to do it. But we can certainly set you up, and on the nights you can get in, you can get in, and on the nights you can't, somebody will cover for you.
Over the summer has been almost zero, and I've got S2, S3 on the repeater from my home site here, and so that would be the main issue. But no, it's fun to listen to, and I was just wanting to comment that it is more anxiety before the net than when it actually happens, and a few minutes in, you might panic or think, oh no, I can't do this, and then if you just kind of go through that, it smooths out so easily and becomes very enjoyable. It was a positive comment.
There's a whole lot of people listening to you right now.
But when you're kind of put on the spot, it's another deal. I've been net control now for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club slow scan TV net. It's a little bit of an oddball, but fewer check-ins and kind of fun.
Well, if you ever decide you want to come on down here and run our net some night, we'd be more than happy to have you.
When I said kind of fun, I mean a lot of fun. Sending pictures back and forth and talking to all the people, the ladies and guys that are on there, it's great.
One of these days I'm going to have to investigate slow sync again. What kind of equipment do you need for that?
Much. You can even put an application on your Android or iPhone and receive the images that way, but the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, David over there, he's kind enough to send them online so that people can comment and view them 30 seconds behind, basically, on the internet if you don't have a radio set up for it. But MMSS TV is a free application and easy to set up, just a sound card and a microphone.
I'll investigate that one day.
Appreciate the conversation, and I guess the biggest thing for me is I didn't want to become a net control because I was so worried I'd mess things up. And yeah, you make mistakes, but people forgive you, and it's understandable. It's not as bad as I thought it would be, and I even have dyslexia, so no, I can't wait for the net. KG4ICM.
That I screw it up all the time. I'm dyslexic, ADD, and half crazy, so I think people enjoy listening to me screw up.
We checked into this repeater or this net one, maybe two times in the past, and I'm glad the weather's allowing me to hear it again, hoping to get a beam up so that I can hit it more often.
Hang on for about 10 minutes and we'll get you checked in.
For ZDX.
And for RJN. Go ahead, Steve.
Now, for last week, you had to have some help to even get the net called. not going to pat anybody on the back, but I'm sure you know where I'm coming from.
That, and I appreciate the help the other night. You want to take the net tonight?
Negative. I don't have RF set up yet, and I got to find somebody that will solder in the post for my laptop computer. It got pulled around pretty hard the other day, and it snapped. And I just got in today the new power port for it, so I can charge it up. So I'm a little slack on the RF end and a little slack on the computer software on. All right, John, I'll let you go. K4ZZH, please.
W4DJW,
KN4RJN. KN4RJN, W4DJW, go ahead.
You got this? You want me to do it? You want me to give Karen a call and see if I can get her up?
Give her a call. I'm not sure that she'll be available, but you can give her a call, and if she doesn't, you can take it. And I do appreciate you trying to get some new recruits in here. And I just pulled Logan up on the map. He's further north when he said Blacksburg, or Blacks, when he said, let me pull that back up again. Black Mountain. Yeah, Black Mountain. That is directly north of us, and that is east of the repeater, northeast of the repeater. So there's some mountains that he's got to go through. It's a wonder he's making it into the repeater, because he's cutting across a lot of mountains to get into it, but he's making it in good. But, yeah, I can see how sometimes it might be difficult for him to get in. But, yeah, you can try and say she's there. If she's not there, you can have it. No, I'm not, I won't fight you for it.
Fighting for it? I'm just, I know you call it a lot, and I'm trying to cut you a little bit of slack here and give you a night off. But you're certainly welcome to it. I mean, you know, I don't mean to butt in there.
No, I appreciate it very much. I appreciate any time anybody can fill in, because I know people get tired of hearing me call it, so get tired of hearing the same voice over and over again. Variety is essential to having good net, so go ahead.
WD4CYM, KN4RJN. WD4CYM, KN4RJN. WD4CYM, KN4RJN. KN4RJN, nothing heard. Clear, standing by.
W4DJW, K4ZZX.
K4ZZX, W4DJW. Go ahead, Steve.
Can I talk you into doing some soldering for me on my computer? Go ahead.
I don't know on the computer. I don't know if that'd be a good idea on the computer. I'll do soldering on radios and things like that, the ones that I built, but I've never really soldered on a computer. What's the issue with the computer?
Yeah, well, John, the other day last week, somebody snatched the charging cable and it broke the power port. The power port is of reasonably bottom boom compared to how bad it could be. There's a lot of room to solder it in. I just don't have a steady hand anymore.
Well, I can take a look to see if I can do it, but I can't guarantee anything. If it looks like it's going to do more damage than good, I probably wouldn't want to tear up your computer.
I'll send you an email and see if we can get together to get that done. K4ZZX, clear your final.
Okay, if you can take a snapshot of it and send that in an email too, that would be good. So I can look at what we're talking about to see if I can do it. If I can't do it, then I know somebody who's good at stuff like that that could. My capabilities are limited. Anyway, W4DJW, standby for net.
CQ, 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 this is the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and my location is Inman, South Carolina.
In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink Node 545072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right chief portion. Before we start the RF check-ins, let me acknowledge our early check-ins. First up, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. They're both in traveler's rest. And Don, W4DF, just down the road from me here in Inman, South Carolina. And KC4W, Bill, over in Anderson. KD2RKN, that's Jason, over in Williamston. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane, over in 6 Mile. I want to thank you all, if you're still listening, for checking in and using the early check-in capability. I'd like now to go to Echolink stations, Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echolink, Independence, Ohio, in and out.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, KJ4HKC, John, in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
N4RJN, please check in Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX over here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight, just passing through. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Landon up there in Ohio, KG4WNB. Landon, you take care on your trip up there. Hope you get back here safely. And John over in Belton, KJ4HKC. Thanks for stopping by. And our good friend Steve, K4ZZX, over there in beautiful Greenville County. Thanks for stopping by, all of you. This being Tuesday night, we'll start with the India through Lima group. If the suffix of your call sign begins with one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Please check in Kilo November 4. Uniform Bravo Golf, KN4UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn, be negative, negative, 73 to you, everybody on the net.
KAN, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, John, and the family. Good evening to all on the net. John, we have nothing to report from here, so we're negative, negative, 74 IOE.
KN, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
RJN. I know it's not Friday night, but I hope you've got a tidbit for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KN4RJN. To check in, KG4ICN, it's Kilo Golf 4, India Charlie November, Logan in Black Mountain, North Carolina. And also, it's great hearing W4IOE Sid on here. I didn't realize he was here, but I do have a short comment.
Alpha JN. India 4, Lima Zulu India. JI4LZI. And Table Rock, no traffic, but I would like some information about that that's going to be going on at the equestrian park this coming weekend about the mini field day, if anybody knows anything.
This is KN4RJN, that's Girl Fluid Supernet. Good group here, and I'd like to welcome KN4UBG, that's Kevin, over in Fountain Inn. And my good buddy Sid, W4OIOE, excuse me, Sid, I tried to get into your net the other night, and I was having radio problems. I apologize for that, missing your net, but Sid runs a net there on Sunday nights out of Asheville at 8 o'clock, I believe it is, and I encourage you all to go up and, Sid, if you're still in there, can you give me a plug on your net?
It's 146-640. It's on the 91.5. It starts 8 o'clock Sunday evenings. And thank you, John, for letting me do that. And sorry you didn't get in last Sunday. I didn't realize I was having radio problems. W4IOE.
Thanks, Sid. Yeah, all I was getting from your repeater was static, and I apologize for that. I'm trying to work those issues out. Moving on down the line, I'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James up here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for stopping by, James. My good buddy Larry, KK4JBQ, he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi and don't run off. I'll come up with a tidbit here in just a few minutes. And Logan, KG4ICN, welcome Logan up there in Black Mountain. Thanks for stopping by. And our good friend Andy, KI4LZI, up here on Table Rock in Pickens County. And Andy, I don't know if anybody's got any information on what you were asking about the field day, but we'll take a break here. Does anybody have any information on that?
KD2RKN. I'm looking at the email from Johnny. I can read it off real quick if you'd like. Field day is at Riverbend Equestrian Park, 175 Riverbend Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29617. Friday, 10:16, Saturday, 10:17, leaving Sunday, 10:18, 2020 Lake. Weekend is the Boy Scouts Jamboree on the air, which should make a good weekend for field day contacts. For those that wish to camp, there will be a fee for Friday night. Saturday night fees are covered by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. An in-person outdoor club meeting will be held at 3 p.m. in the shelter containing picnic tables. All are encouraged and welcome to join us for both events. KN4RJN out.
This is KN4RJN at the Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Andy, did you pick that up?
JI4LZI, if I understood him correctly, he said 10 to 7 on Saturday and what was good on Sunday?
All I have does not state specific times, but I believe Saturday starts at either 9 a.m. or 10 a.m., and we're going to be leaving Sunday. So Sunday is probably maybe a little operating in the morning and then packing up for the early afternoon, I would imagine, what we think
back in. But what frequency? So somebody be monitoring here on the repeat?
Should be able to. It's KQRKN. I'll have a 2-meter rig out there, but it's kind of an all-in-one combined with my HF rig. I know Johnny's got a 2-meter rig in his truck, and most of us will probably have handhelds out there. I'm sure someone will be monitoring KQRKN.
Is it going to be in the same shed there with the regular field day was held in the last of June?
Roger, roger. Same spot.
Okay, I know where that is. All right. Y'all can go ahead with the net. That's just down the road here for me if my blood sugar will allow. KI4LCI.
This is a KN4RJN. That's Girl Blue. It's 2-Net. Andy, I'm glad we got that worked out for you. And that's the 15th, 16th, and 17th of October. And if I'm in town, I might swing over that way myself.
Let's move on with the check-ins now. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Comments? Correction on those dates. It's Friday, 10-16, Saturday, 17 October, and leaving Sunday, 18 October.
Roger that. My mistake. 16, 17, 18 October. Thanks for the correction. Any other stations? India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Mike Through Papa group. Mike Through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. Mike Through Papa group is out to lunch, apparently, so we'll come back to them. Let's slide on down the alphabet to the Quebec Through Tango group. Quebec Through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Check in and out. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty, Home and More. No traffic, no comments.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Rusty. WU2T over in Roebuck. Thanks for stopping by, Rusty. Any other stations, Quebec Through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Rusty, you got the uniform, or the Quebec Through Tango group all to yourself. So we're going to slide on down to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control from Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Tommy over there in Honeypath. Thanks for stopping by, Tommy. And whoops, nope, he went away. I had an Echo Link station up there for just a moment, but he might come back. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Looks like you got the Uniform Through Zulu group all to yourself, so we're going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. The suffix of your call sign falls in one of those letters, and you'd like to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Dave, KO4AOW, right here in beautiful downtown Inman. And our other Dave, W4DJW, our net manager. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo through Hotel group. Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Kammler. Good evening, John. We'll be negative and negative tonight unless you need to stretch it out. I'll make up something.
Try. Four Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's. Still living with coronavirus. But hopefully, you're getting a bit better. Other than that, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome my good friend Harry, KC4EZN. Harry, you know you can't get away without chatting with me for a little bit, so we'll be back to you here in a while. And Gene, W4FHJ. Gene, I
You sound a little winded, but you sounded better than you did the other night. And I wish you the best of luck getting over this silly thing. And you take care of yourself and do what the doctors tell you. And try to rest and stay inside and stay away from the thing. There was a report that here in the United States of some guy catching it twice. And I figure once is probably sufficient. But you take care of yourself, Gene. We wish you all the best. And thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. That's once around the alphabet, folks, so we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, and you know there is, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot, Jim, Simpsonville, negative.
RJN. Please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Beck, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative, and this is on an 8T.
K4 LPS, Kilo 4, Lima Papa Sierra. This is Tony in Traveler's Rest on a mobile, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, that's Trove Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'm not sure if I got this first one right. I've got Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Charlie. If that is not correct, please come back to me, sir, in just a moment. And I'd like to welcome Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along the family, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Lorena, you tell Rick and Michelle we said hi, and sounded pretty good on HD. And Tony, KK4LPS, over Traveler's Rest. I want to thank you all for stopping by. That first call sign that I had, K4JFC, is that correct, sir?
No, sir, it is not. K4 Juliet Foxtrot. No, Charlie. It's a one by two. Go ahead.
This is KN4RJN. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. Well, it keeps putting that Charlie on there. I don't know why it does that, but let me try that again. And your name again, sir?
Name is Jim. Juliet India Mike.
This is KN4. Well, I didn't think you said Harold. This is KN4RJN. That's what popped up. Thank you for that correction, Jim, and thanks for checking in. Let me get rid of that entry there and get you in the log. Thank you, sir, and thank you for your patience. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Last calling station. I got Kilo Oscar 4, and then I lost you. Can you come back, sir?
Kilo Oscar 4, Henry Kilo X-ray, Patrick of the Minnows. Sorry, I'm on my 18.
Roger, sir. I got Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo X-ray. Is that correct, sir?
Henry Kilo X-ray.
Give the letter after the 4, sir. Got it. Hotel, Kilo X-ray. And this is over in Penrose?
Yes, sir.
This is KN4RJN, that's Girl Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Pat, KO4HKX. That's hard to say. HKX. Thanks for stopping by, Pat. Appreciate your patience. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Super Net, now securing the formal portion of the net. Well, thanks for everybody for checking in. We'll begin the rag queue here in just a moment, but just for Larry, I've got you a little tidbit here, which I'll bring to you here in about 10 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by.
This is CAN4RJN, that's Grove Blue Ridge 2-Marinette. Newfound cells and mice have versatile palates. Taste buds turn foods from mere fuel into memorable meals. But now researchers have discovered a group of super-sensing cells in mice's taste buds that they can detect four of the five flavors that the buds recognize: bitter, sweet, sour, and umami. Some of the cells can, in fact, catch all four. Taste buds have been thought to detect just one or two flavors. When Dabagia Dutta Banik, a neurophysiologist now at the Indiana University School of Medicine in Indianapolis, and colleagues turned off the sensing abilities of specific taste cells in mice, other cells still responded to the flavors. Pulling out those cells and exposing them to several compounds revealed a group of cells that sense chemically from across the taste classes, the team reports in the August 13 issue of PLOS Genetics. The team then monitored the brains of mice lacking a protein that multitasking cells use to relay information. Brains don't get flavor messages from multitasking cells and missed some of the signals from specific taste cells. This suggests multitasking cells may work with specific taste cells to communicate. The presence of these newfound cells completely disrupts how people think taste buds work, says co-author Catherine Medler of the University at Buffalo in New York. So, Larry, there's your tidbit. Hope you stood around for it. And we'll move on to the RAG 2 portion. Before we do that, we had Logan in there wanted a brief comment. Logan, KG4ICN, please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, KG4ICN, can you hear me okay?
Scratchy, but we can make you out. Go right ahead, sir.
All right, I'm at 100 watts here in Black Mountain, North Carolina, but it was kind of funny. I was working in the auto shop today, and we had what looked like a caterpillar going along the floor on his back, and it was a grub, as I found out later, only six legs exposed, and it's a June bug, and they go on their back. It's kind of fun. Look it up, but no, I appreciate you having me in here, and thank you, John, for calling the net. Great net. Others who are worried about becoming a net control, yes, the first night, second night may be a little bit unnerving, but after that, it gets much easier. I was almost ready to call in the first night and say, I can't do it, and even about 30 seconds in, it gets much easier. So if you're looking to be in net control, please try that for this this repeater. And thank you so much, KG4ICN Clear.
And that's Grove Blue Ridge 2 Marinette. Well, thank you for that, Logan. There'll be a little something extra in the paycheck at the end of the week for you. Thank you for that plug and that advertisement. And folks, listen to Logan. Net control is not hard. It's not rocket science or brain surgery or any of that stuff. And we're desperately looking for some more net controllers. So if you're interested at all, please give one of the net controllers or Dave, W4DJW, a holler, and we'll get you set up with the software and the training and let you shadow for a little bit, and it's not that hard. It's like Klinger said in one of the MASH episodes, I know concrete, and it's not that hard, so please give it a thought. Let's go back to my good buddy Harry, because I haven't talked to him in a while, KC4EZN. Harry, what's going on up your way?
4RJN, KC4EZN. Good evening, John. If Logan's still listening, don't know what you do for a living or whatever, but if you're around Friday morning, 10 o'clock, on the 146.91 repeater, tones 91.5, there is a very informal gathering of hams. Most of us belong to the West Cars Club, but it's open to anybody. It's not a net. It's just kind of a rag shoe. We have talked about whether it's better to use yellow cane or green cane for an
antenna mast, and we've covered another other topics, but if you're around, you're welcome to that. And then on Monday night, same repeater is the club information net, and you're welcome to listen and check in on that. And again, from coming from Black Mountain, you may have trouble getting into that repeater. You've got a couple of mountain ridges between you and them, but anyway, just wanted to invite you to that. And I will confirm, John, that I do have a family of chipmunks and residents under my front porch. I haven't exactly tracked down where they're at, and I did see this one cute little fella sitting on the front porch steps the other morning. And of course, the cat was really excited about that. The window was closed, so chipmunk didn't know the cat was there. But anyway, they're cute little fellers, and I hope they don't do too much damage. I'm going to have to get under there and check all the cracks and crevices and things in the house and make sure they can't get inside. I don't mind them living under the front porch, but I don't really want them living inside my house. They're still rodents, so they're just cuter. Anyway, are you still running your station off of the antenna hanging from the fan?
That, Harry, we're still doing that. I put it back in its original configuration, and it seems to be working, so I'm not going to mess with it, although I couldn't get into SIDSnet Sunday night, so I may have to do something different. But I'm sure your cat would enjoy it if the chipmunks actually got into your house, but yeah, you might have issues with that. But in any event, let me take a break here and see if second shift is showing up yet. And so this is CAN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, like to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call CAN4RJN or Net Control.
Thanks for calling the net. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slap Town.
This is CAN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Richard over in Slaptown, KK4FTU. Richard, thanks for stopping by. You got anything for us this evening?
Process of taking practice tests on the extra.
Well, let's get back to your studying. Harry, you still in there?
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here watching computer screen scroll by. I work a lot of FT8 because that's what works. When I go and listen to the bands on a single sideband, I don't hear a whole lot, but I do see a lot. Managed to work the Falkland Islands tonight on 30 meters, for whatever that's worth. Tuesday night's not one of the more active nights, and I run a piece of software that tells me if I've worked the people before, and basically, I'm seeing a lot of folks that I have already worked, and it's on this particular band right now. I'm working 160 meters, but most of the folks I'm seeing I've already worked, and the date I put in the software was January 31st, 2019, so I'm not chasing anybody right now. Basically, I need to work Hawaii on 160 meters, which I don't know when that's going to happen. I talked to another ham up here, and it took him 30 years to get Hawaii on 160. I don't know if I live that long, but anyway, that's what's going on here. It's kind of fun, we'll turn it back to you, John. I don't know that I got a whole lot more else I want to add here. I see sit up there trying to work somebody. Kind of interesting to watch that stuff scroll by on the screen and recognize the people that you're watching there. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, John. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
Roger that, Harry. You have a good evening, and you have fun with it. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel. I'm in Etowah. Appreciate you calling the net, and I'll just be short time. Have a good evening.
This is CAN4RJN, that's Control Fluids 2 Internet. Like above CAN4TZW, that's Gabriel. And where did you say you were at, Gabriel?
Etowa, which I just say Hendersonville. It's in between Brevard and Hendersonville. Little E-T-O-W-A-H, Etowa.
Well, my log is showing Horseshoe. Is it anywhere near there?
Yeah, it's pretty much one and the same. Horseshoe, Etowa, Mills River. It's all right here together.
Do that. Well, thanks for checking in, Gabriel. We appreciate it. Have I missed anybody for check-ins or comments or weird alien stories or animal stories? Bears, chipmunks, eagles. I had a hawk here for a little while. Any comments, any check-ins, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, KK4JBQ, returning.
This is KN4RJN. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to say thank you for the tidbit tonight. It was quite interesting and poignant to me, and I'll tell you why. Instantly, when you spoke about the study of the taste buds in mice, I thought, oh, how absurd. And then it struck me, out of the clear blue, struck me that one of my most dear friends, now silent key about 6 years, KK4HXA, his name was Rod. I served with him on the governing board there at the Blue Ridge Club. His wife had no taste buds, and Julie, the sweetest woman you'll ever want to meet, and the best wife, I could tell that those two were meant to be in lockstep for the rest of their lives. She prepared several meals that I shared, and she struggled to make a tasty meal. You know, if the cook can't taste anything, it's kind of hard for her. Anyway, your tidbit made me think of Rod and Julie and how much I miss them. And I just wanted to get that out over the air. John, thank you very much. You have a great night. And everyone out there, have a good evening. I'll be clear. It's KK4JBQ.
This is CAN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Well, Larry, I'm glad I could bring back some memories, even if they were bittersweet, but appreciate the comment, appreciate the story. Thank you very much, sir. You tell Donna we said hi, and you have a good night, too. This is CAN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Have I missed anybody for check-ins or comments? Please call CAN4RJN or Net Control.
Additional comments after you check for more people.
Yes, sir.
Today we've had lots of bears here in the neighborhood, and the beginning in dumpsters and everything. I've been here since, I've lived in town my whole life, but at this house, 2003, and this is the first year we've had a male bear fighting with other mama cubs, or mamas and the cubs. And kind of distracting or disturbing, and the mamas will let you know when somebody's coming at you, but the males that are smaller will try and fight them. And I've got some of the video on security camera and cell phone footage, but they want to go after you too.
Roger that, sir. It's that time of year when they're starting to, weather's starting to get cooler, and they're starting to get panicky for looking for food for to beef up for the winter. And you don't want to mess with the mama bear and her cubs, but I guess you don't want to mess with the papa bear either, for that matter.
And the males have been much smaller, but they will be more aggressive. And this is the first year we've had that. The mama bears, they give you a warning, you step back, they're okay with it, and they go on.
Roger that. There was a video on the news the other night. Some guy was being stalked by a mountain lion, and he finally got the mountain lion to go away by throwing a rock at it. So I don't know if that works on bears or not.
other noise does not. So, anyways, have a great night, John. Thank you, KG4ICN.
That, Logan. You have a good night, too. Anyone else for check-ins or comments? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or if you got a comment or a weird bear story or anything else for that matter, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 minute. I'd like to thank everybody for checking in and all the comments and all the stories. And please stand by for my net report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 minute. Apparently, the repeater doesn't want to announce my net control, my net report, but just so you know, I had 30 check-ins, one piece of traffic. Message number was 10132020. And we will now return the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Y'all take care of each other and take care of yourselves. This is KN4RJN. Good night. I am clear.
KG4ICN.
Sir. W4DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW. I heard that it didn't announce it. I'll take a look at that. It must have been stopping that one from repeating all the time. Had a broader effect than I thought it would.
Notice Wendy had difficulty with it last night, too. Hers didn't report either, so yeah, there's a glitch in there somewhere. But just want to let you know that. Anyway, you have a good evening. I'm on back on out of here. KM4RJN, clear.
That's good to know, Andy. Appreciate that. There was one that was repeating itself a lot, so I went and blocked that day out. But evidently, I blocked more than that one day out. So we'll have to go back and take another look at that. Appreciate it. And thanks for calling that, John. W4DJW, clear.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. I have heard Wendy submit net reports. There was no content to it, but the repeater came up and announced a call sign and said net report and didn't hear anything more than once, at least towards the end of last week. So that may have been part of it, and it was at a time of day when the net was not.
Yeah, Harry, I see all of those in the logs. I've cleaned out about a dozen of them. So there's been a bunch of them. That's why I went in there and blocked that one day. It was October the 2nd. It keeps just going back over and over again. So I blocked that one day, but evidently it blocked more than that one day. And I didn't block it when it first happened. I blocked it a few days later. But evidently that logic is covering more than just that one day. So we'll have to look at it again. Anyway, appreciate it, Harry. W4DJW, clear.
Don't see that, Blue.